Hey everyone, it is Wednesday, July 22nd. This is a midweek check-in that I'll be sticking up for patrons and subscribers. I may also throw it on the podcast, but God knows I cannot be fucked to make a YouTube video for it. It's not that it's particularly hard, it's just the one more thing of my day. And it is currently 10:25 and I have yet to have breakfast. So I'm going to say the main reason that I'm writing this one is because I started, well, not writing, recording this one is because I started out writing replies to the other check-in the diary. And I don't know if it's only Patreon or what, but I still haven't gotten used to this new keyboard. And so when I hit a certain key, which I expected to do one thing, instead, the escape key deletes the whole damn message. And no amount of Control Z or anything else brings it back. And the third time of that, and the third time of trying to write the same thing, I realized it was stupid and ridiculous. So, anyway, I have told a few of you as well. I think it's in the Dresden Files. I've not read all of them. I read the first book. I think it was available on like Kindle Unlimited, and then the second one wasn't, so that's probably why I stopped. Anyway, I think he has like all these major issues with technology because he's a wizard. I don't think I'm a wizard, but man, I do think like these little bits of problems, I think I notice them because I just like for this type of stuff to work. Like, I'm not overly... Oh, this is gonna sound bad because some of you are really into this. I'm not interested in how the computer works. Like, I'm not against it. Some of you know this. I started out with a different version of Windows, different way of going. And, you know, at one point, I even, for like about 5 years, I had a MacBook. I loved it. And then it had the same problem. The other ones have something about the battery, which makes it poof up, which makes the crazy keyboard not work. And it's like, oh, I'm not spending all that money just to do it again. So I bought myself this simple little Dell laptop, about the same size as my MacBook. And I was just as happy because the reality is, other than this newfound MOBA thing, I don't really play games or anything like that much on my computer. It just has to do pretty much basic computer stuff. It has to run Reaper, which is what I use for this to talk to all of you. And yeah, that's about it. I wish it ran Sea of Thieves because now all my crazy friends are into that. And it worked for a while and now it doesn't. And it's the most fun game I think I've played in a long time because this is very rambling, because you can stand on the deck of your ship with this crazy rifle that has a scope and you can ping off the skeletons, and I love that. I grew up in a small town. I grew up on a lot of land, and my uncles and cousins and aunts, my great-grandfather, Pappy, and so on, they were all very into hunting, not sport, trophy hunting, though a few would keep and mount heads, which totally grossed so many of us out, but regular hunting. And so while I did go hunting a few times, what we really liked to do was target practice. And it's not like in the UK, I'm gonna go out in my back garden not even with the BB gun and start shooting things. I don't think that would go over well. So, Sea of Thieves, which is technically about being on these ships and going off and doing whatever, it kind of meets that. It's almost like, oh, I don't know if they have these here. It's almost like in the States, in state fairs, which sadly, a lot of them are canceled this year, they have... I think Disney has it too. They have this saloon set up and there's all these things, and each one has a target, and you have like an air rifle Well, it's not air, I think it's just laser. But anyway, you aim at the target and you shoot it. And one of it is this piano player. So if you hit his target, he starts playing. I think there's like an elk on the wall. You hit him, he starts doing stuff. Anyway, I like target practice. I like archery. I like simple gun shooting. I don't want anything that's gonna knock me on my ass. And so anyway, that's it. Wow, I'm 5 minutes into this and I've totally lost my train of thought. So, oh, yes, I was talking about technology. Right now, I think Firefox is going through a few issues. The personal files that I've been sending out, I'm going back and I'm just using Google Drive because the Firefox send is down. The other thing that it's doing is on Patreon, it won't let me scroll back up. And after noticing that with the fourth thing, I realized, I realized the problem might have been Firefox. So I fired up Chrome, which made me sad because I'm trying to not use Chrome and it works in there. So anyway, back to that and answering different messages. I think I'm actually all caught up almost. I have a few more actual emails to answer for today. And then it's back to writing and creating. I like to silence everything when I'm writing and recording. That means even closing like almost every tab. Usually my phone isn't even in the room. I find it too distracting to be creating an actual hypnosis script. I write a lot of it out, like an outline, and then I speak as I record it. But if I look at something else, it's so, so easy to lose that train of thought. And I think, well, I know, because in an actual office setting, when you're doing a session with a client, they're just there. There are no distractions. Everything they have is turned off, everything I have is turned off, and I'm simply focusing on them. So this week, for the baker's dozen of you that I'm doing, actually some are done, but the ones that I'm doing and finishing up, that's it. You know, this basically is your session and I like to give it all of my attention. So I don't tend to multitask at all, even in everyday life, if I can handle it, but I definitely don't for the personal ones. So there are, some messages that may have stacked up and things, but I'm getting to them. And I actually do think all of the rest of the personal files will be going out this week. It has been fun to be completely immersed in it. It's neat to see what different people like. And I will say, I had somebody talk about having this elite tier, and I don't actually have that. I know, you know, not everybody actually wants a personal file. So some people will send me ideas and I'll run with them. And I think that's fun. I'm not actually trying to sell, I guess, as many personal files as possible. That's why it's actually capped off at 13 and it's actually maxed out at the moment. I usually do try to keep it like one extra available just in case somebody has a need, but we'll see. I have too many fun patron only, subscriber only, public things that I really, really want to get to. So I don't see myself upping the other one at all. Okay. I'm wondering how many of you have actually looked at the schedule. It's a new thing. I have something else that's going to be put in there. As I mentioned right now with the schedule and the game, a lot of it is about just creating the skeleton of a framework of how I'm going to be playing with things in the future. Quite a few of you have realized that the show comes across as a bit of a glimpse or a hint or something that gets built on. And I actually do have a much much longer but more twisty-turny version of that and realized I didn't want to lead with it for the first time. So that is why the show seems like almost like a trailer, perhaps. So kudos to you who caught it. If you didn't, that's also okay. Kudos to you who have given me some other fun feedback lately, especially for the affirmations. I will say, if you have affirmations that you love and you want, as long as I'm not saying something absolutely insane, go ahead and send me a list. If you don't mind them going public, I usually don't mind reading it. I have one person who was telling me about some erotica that he likes to write. And honestly, if it's, if it fits here, and again, you're fine with it going either subscriber only or public, probably just subscriber only, I am happy to read it. So go ahead and send it along. Okay, now for the thing I was trying to write. on the Checking the Diary, I mentioned about Zyra and etc. And Cookie talks about how he loves Tank Cho'Goth. On top, here's the problem. The problem is trying to get Cho'Goth around to the objectives. So making sure he gets to eat the dragon, right? Making sure he gets to eat Baron, right? I have teammates who keep forgetting that my Cho'Goth may want to eat these things. So I've basically told them that if I'm going to play top and they continue to forget to say when they're going after an objective, that I'm going to play Yuumi top. And I think that scared them bad enough to behave. Also with Magic the Gathering. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's strange to have it out on these cards. I mean, there's so many that I haven't seen because I didn't play for ages. We used to get together on a Friday evening in small town Nowheresville, a friend of a friend owned a gaming shop, and we would get together Friday after everybody was done with work and usually play all night, either Magic or RPGs and so on, and then in the morning we would head to Denny's because that's what you do, right? And I will say, that thing I miss from America, I truly miss having that waitress come around and refill your cup of coffee and usually offer you a little bit of advice, right? I was the only woman in that group. So for all that time of doing it, I never had to buy my own breakfast. It pays to have friends who are gentlemen, I guess. Not that I insisted, but it was a funny little quirk. I'm not sure if the waitress ever caught on or not. She probably thought one of them was like my brother or something and I had to get dragged along. Anyway, so my Magic deck. My white deck kicks butt. Unless, if I don't start with three planes in my hands, it seems like it doesn't work. My green deck is the most fun because I love green. I did decide to not go with the spearmint mixing them in deck. I did a white one and a green one, and we alternated playing the decks against each other. Man, I like the green because a lot of those cards have nostalgia for me, but gotta be honest, the white deck is better. Anyway, I hope you guys are all having a great, great day. For those of you who have personal files coming, like I said, I do plan on finishing them up this week. I did promise Dave that I would send some pictures. I will send a picture eventually of what my workspace looks like. I think y'all might be surprised. But what I tend to do is I have these little note cards. I was using OneNote and then I switched to, with all the internet hassle, I switched over to using index cards, and it's been brilliant and it's so much fun to at any time be able to jot down a few notes. So that is my process. It is very rare that for any session, whether it's a personalized file or something going out to public, that I just sit down and I just do it. Usually it's something that gets kicked around and played around for a bit. Like the whole mermaid tail one, remember that one? Still have that in the works. Found myself not liking a particular flow, so that card got set aside, but eventually it'll get resurrected and we'll get back into it. So, as Cookie likes to say, I appreciate all of you. I really like that this continues to be a fun, creative endeavor. I appreciate those who, you know, the regular tier members who let me know that they like that I have a variety out there and available and where they listen to the files. One gentleman was going across France in a train. It's fun. It's really fun to see. And it's also fun that I don't have to really focus on hawking certain kind of services or whatever else. It's simply doing the group things and the personal sessions on a small scale. It's enough. So thank you all for that. I am wondering how many of you managed to last all through these rambles. If you did, okay, if you managed to listen all through these rambles, I want you to send me a message, either through Patreon, or you can do it through my email address. It's spokenbyelswith@gmail.com, or even through Kick, same thing, spokenbyelswith is my username on there. And I want you to tell me your process for eating M&Ms. Now, if you tell me your country doesn't have M&Ms, you can substitute with any colorful candy. Are you the type that separates out the different colors? Do you not care because God knows they all taste the same, especially for M&Ms, or whatever else? I'm curious. So that's it. So if you've actually made it 17 and a half minutes through your mistress rambling at you, let me know your process for eating those delightful candy-coated chocolate mini things. I'll talk to you later. Bye.